Jerry Bader Show, 1022. Now, I caught up on TV, Jason. I didn't watch the Pro Bowl. Yeah, pretty much all caught up now. Yeah, I have not finished the second hour of the two-hour Sleepy Hollow. Have to get caught up on that. Caught up on Blue Bloods. Yeah, that was very good. I think I'm pretty much all caught up now. It is Super Bowl week. It just doesn't, for whatever reason, there was not a new Blue Bloods this week. It doesn't feel like Super Bowl week, and not just because the Packers aren't in it. I mean, that, of course, always makes it a lot different. Oh, yeah, watch Grimm. Oh, yeah, they do this cliffhanger now until, like, late next month. It actually was, the way they ended it was really clever. Oh, bleep. Well, I can't, it would take forever to explain it. If you don't watch Grimm, get caught up on Grimm. In the last segment, we were talking about how hard it was under Act 10 to fire bad teachers. And that case goes back to pre-Act 10 rules in Middleton Cross Plains with the pornography-watching teacher at school. Gannett, Wisconsin Media has a series they're doing. It deals with school superintendents. This appeared online Saturday, and it was in print editions of papers on Sunday. How hard it is to find superintendents for Wisconsin schools. Here's what they basically say. It's an underpaying, thankless job. That you're in the public eye, people complain about your every decision, and you are basically the CEO of school districts, and given that you're the CEO, you don't make a lot of money. They're all, for the most part, in six figures, unless you're in the very, very small school districts. But then they talk to perks that school districts are putting out there to keep these superintendents. What the average age of the superintendent in Wisconsin is 53, and younger educators don't want to be superintendents because they don't think it's worth the trouble. They think it's too much responsibility, too much public criticism, and not enough money. Most of the examples they give, though, are bad decisions made by superintendents. The superintendent in Wausau and all the heat she went through with that idiotic change in the music policy. And they point to the Sheboygan Falls School District, where the kids were suspended and then unsuspended because it was mistakenly believed it was a gang symbol, which Jason is the last person on earth, it seems, that is convinced that was indeed a gang symbol in that photo. But it's generally been accepted that that was a misunderstanding. Yeah, you do come under criticism. Okay. Some of the perks are pretty interesting. One of the superintendents gets a $600 a month car allowance. That's pretty generous. And a lump sum, $24,000, dumped into her retirement account every year. In addition to her $50,000 salary. $600 monthly car allowance. Gilmore's her last name, administrator of the D.C. Everest School District in Marathon County. That's the 26th largest district, but she gets the biggest perk payouts that they found in their open records request to try to get her to stay there. Here's the point they make. Salary.com lists the median CEO salary for private sector companies nationally at just over $758,000. The medians in Appleton, Green Bay, Milwaukee, and Madison range from $697,000 to $736,000. So what they're saying is, if you treat the superintendent as a CEO, they are very underpaid. That's the argument. Okay, I think it's a bogus comparison. They are public officials. They are paid for with taxpayer money. They do have to be answerable to the taxpayer. That's why they're out in the public the way they are. That's why they get the criticism they get. Do you really think, though, that a superintendent of schools has the responsibility of a CEO? What is the number one difference? the bottom line. Now, there are some performance incentives, it's true. There are some for superintendents, but a lot of CEO pay is incentive. Cutting expenses, increasing profit. If you want, I'll tell you what, if you want to get paid like a private CEO, then you live to the scrutiny and judging and evaluating and everything else that goes with that. And if a company doesn't perform as the CEO, you're fired. Do you want to live under those rules? There's something else here. That's the median. I mean, a lot of CEOs make big money. If the median, that means there are as many over 700 whatever as there is under 700 whatever. I would say a lot of CEOs probably make closer to what school superintendents make in smaller companies. Now, if you are the superintendent in New York, LA, Chicago, that's a pretty big job. But I say you should still live by the same rules. And if your district doesn't perform, you should be fired. There's this perception that CEOs just keep raking in this money and raking in this money and getting these bonuses. Now, some companies are stupid. Some companies do that when the performance isn't there. That's true. I'll admit that's true. But for the most part, most companies are more sensible about that, and it's performance-driven, incentive-driven. The company performs, you do well. The company doesn't perform, ultimately you're gone. But I will concede some companies are dumb that way. And they keep bad CEOs and keep paying them, even though the company's not performing to the way that you would expect them to get that kind of money. I agree, that does happen. It's dumb. But they're private sector companies. They have the choice to be dumb. What would justify a superintendent making $500,000-$700,000? Would anything ever justify that? There's only one I can think of. If you're in a larger school district, if the superintendent of the Milwaukee School District, which is a larger city school district, outperformed every school in the nation, you might want to perform. You might want to reward him or her. You might want to do that. But the dynamics are so different to compare the two is laughable. Got a bunch of stuff to try to pack in before 11 o'clock. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.